today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam and peace to all of you who are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is the Shia of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.
Today, Thursday, is the 24th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Qisas, verses 41 to 42.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وجعلناهم أئمة يدعون إلى النار ويوم القيامة لا ينصرون.
And we made them leaders inviting to the fire. And on the day of resurrection, they will not be helped. And we caused to overtake them in this world a curse, and on the day of resurrection, they will be of the despised.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This holy verse indicates that Allah set the people of Pharaoh as leaders who invited others to the hell, and on the hereafter day, no one will help them. Those who have ugly way of life in this world will have ugly face in the next world. Here the Quran has divided the leaders into two groups, the leaders of light and the leaders of fire. In the logic of the Quran, we have two kinds of leaders.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Our topic is, who are the Shia? Shia means a group of followers, and it occurs in the Quran many times and refers to the followers of the previous prophets, such as Prophet Abraham and Prophet Moses. Shia today refers to the followers of a particular school of Islamic thought, which is based on the teachings of the Prophet and his family, and sometimes it is referred to as the school of Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. While no schools of thought existed at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, he is still used to refer to a certain group of people as the Shia of Ali. The Prophet said, "The parable of Ali is like a tree in which I am the root. Ali is the branch. Hassan and Hussein are the fruits. And the Shia are the leaves."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-ta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain definitions and characteristics of typical Shi'i people as formulated by the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And at the same time, elsewhere, the infallible Imam, the sixth infallible Imam indicated it to his disciples and his companions. أُسِّيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَالْوَرَعِ فِي دِينِكُمْ وَالْإِجْتِهَادِ لِلَّهِ وَصِدْقِ الْحَدِيثِ وَأَدَاءُ الْأَمَانَةِ وَطُولُ السُّجُودِ وَحُسْنُ الْجِوَارِ فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ مِنْكُمْ إِذَا وَرَعَ فِي دِينِي وَصَدَقَ الْحَدِيثُ وَأَدَّى الْأَمَانَةَ وَحَسُنَ خُلُقَهُ مَعَ النَّاسِ قِيلَ هَذَا جَعْفَرِيٌّ فَيَسُرُّنِي ذَلِكَ وَيَدْخُلُ عَلَيَّ منه السرور وقيل هذا أدب جعفر. And it's a lying hadith. It indicates that Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam has recommended his companions and by extension all Shi'is to consider and to observe religious piety, I mean both in words and in deeds, and trying hard to obtain and to find out the religious rules, I mean being truthful and being confident when a deposit is placed with them, and to be kind to one's neighbors. It indicates that, side by side with the merely religious aspect, the social aspect should also be considered.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we get familiar more about the characteristics of a true Shia. Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, "Test our Shia during the time of the five daily Salah. How do they protect them, the Salat? And also test our Shia in relation to our Ahlul Bayt secrets. How do they protect them in relation to our enemies? And also test our Shia in relation to their money and wealth. How do they spend it among their fellow brothers?" The meaning of protection of the secrets is to safeguard the status and rank of Ahlul Bayt. By this, we mean that the rank which Ahlul Bayt possess must not be spoken about while in the presence of their enemies who do not believe in them, things such as their power and jurisdiction by the permission of Allah over the universe, miracles, and knowledge of the unseen which they possess, since these things are nothing other than the secrets of these noble personalities. In regards to this, sometimes we see that one person resort to quluf, that means exaggeration of the greatness of the Ahlul Bayt, and this act is very dangerous. Allahumma salli ala This is a newly part, as you know. We have in every episode, in every part of today's special from IRIB English Radio, this part comes to you entitled Life Lesson. Today, Role of the Pen. Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "I have not seen any weeper nicely smiling like a pen. The pen divulges the feelings and interprets the wisdom of men. The pen is founder of civilizations and rotates the wheels of society. The pen conveys the worries and pain of men through its continuous weeping. It can at the same time brighten the landscape with its smile when it touches upon life's beauty and love, desire for life, and its mysteries. But it is regretful that when this pen is in hand of an incompetent person, its tears will change to drops of blood, and its smile is a sneaker on the utmost human credits."
I'm a Shia because my view of the companions is in line with the Quran. The Quran tells you there are two companions. Minhum man yuridu dunya wa minhum man yuridu al-akhirah. Isn't this the word of God? Allah says there are two companions. The first group are those who want dunya, this world. And then there are those who want the akhirah. My dear brothers and sisters, if the Quran's telling me there are companions who want dunya, should I follow people who want dunya? I'm a Shia because that's what I learned from the Quran. Follow the companions who take you to Allah because they want the akhirah. Not the companions who wanted the dunya and they were hypocrites according to the Quran. I'm a Shia because my view is reflected by the Quran. What do other schools of thought tell you? Other schools of thought, they tell you no. Any one of them that you follow, you'll be guided. They're all good. They're all just. That's not compatible with the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran rebukes many of them. أَفَإِن مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ You companions, if the Prophet dies or is killed, you fall back on your heels? I would not follow someone who will fall back on their heels. That is why I'm a Shia, my dear brothers and sisters. We need to know our belief system and have yaqeen over it. I'm a Shia because when I look at my salah, I see my salah is the most beautiful, complete salah that you'll ever see. I stand before Allah with my hands down to show my full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seriously, just look at the way we stand in our salah. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi praying. How do you visualize him praying? Standing as a slave, lowering his head, and his hands are to his sides. My salah is the one that teaches me when you do sujood to worship God, do sujood on something people don't worship. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam teaches you, people worship food and people worship clothing. Isn't it so? We spend billions of dollars on our stomach and our clothing. The Imam says Allah wants you to prostrate on the earth, on the dust, because you want to show your full humility to Allah. You don't want to prostrate on anything that the people of dunya worship. That's the beautiful prayer. With my prayer after Surah Al-Fatiha, we recite a full chapter. You know where's the beauty in that? Every chapter in the Quran is a complete chapter. Which one indicates more respect for an author? If you read part of the chapter and you leave, or you read the entire chapter, which one's more effective? In my school of thought, I recite a full chapter, showing more concern and more respect to the Holy Quran, because I recite an entire chapter benefiting from an entire chapter. I am a Shia, my dear brothers and sisters, because my school of thought teaches me who the wasila is. You know how Allah starts creation of the human being? After Allah creates Adam, what does He command the angels to do? What does He command them to do? He commands them to prostrate to who? To who? To Adam, right? Doesn't Allah command the angels to prostrate to Adam? Now, according to these other schools of thought, no, that's shirk. What do you mean? Prostrate to Adam. That's what the Quran says. The only one who refused was Iblis. Iblis said, no, Allah, I won't prostrate to Adam. I'll prostrate only to you. Allah kicked him out. Allah says, I have a wasila. There's a path. Now that I created Adam, you come to me through Adam. He's my prophet. He's my khalifa. Show him respect. Take him as the wasila. Then I'll accept your worship. All the angels accepted, except Iblis. He's the one who did not accept. My theology in shafa'a and in wasila is the closest to the Holy Quran, is in line with how even the human being started.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we will speak more about this interesting topic, and that is, who is a true Shia? Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. So may Allah bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي الإمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي